nationwideuk.ie. Newstalk 106 to 108.
All right, welcome back to the Right Hook here on News Talk. You might like to send me on text over the next hour because we're going to be talking in a moment about cancer. But after that, my guest on the Thursday interview was the wonderful presenter of Mailbag for over 14 years on television, Arthur Murphy, and I'm looking forward to talking him. But first, as I said, it's cancer, but cancer of perhaps an unusual threat. If you've been to the United States, you now go through a full body scanner, and it's effectively a full x-ray machine on your body. There are concerns that frequent travelers might well be exposed to a cancer risk. There certainly is some possibility it could be used at Dublin Airport, although the European Union has so far banned their use. I'm joined on the line now by Dr. David Brenner, Director of the Centre for Radiological Research at Columbia University. Dr. Brenner, welcome to the programme.
Good to be with you.
Now, when just recently I went through Kennedy, and I went through it on a couple of times in the space of a week, you really do feel that you're standing in an x-ray machine. It's like when you go for an MRI scan or something.
Well, as you know, there are two different types of these whole-body scanners, certainly in the United States and in Europe, too. Some of them, indeed, are X-ray scanners, and they are just the same X-rays as you'll get in a hospital, although to lower doses. The other type is different. The other type is called a millimeter wave scanner. And as far as we know, there are no health issues associated with those millimeter wave scanners. So all the issues are about the X-ray scanners.
But the aviation security chief, John Pistole, I mean, he agreed in principle, I understand, that there would be an independent study into the health effects of a full body scanner. And then within a week, he did a U-turn and said, no, we don't need any study, they're all okay. But is it not true that experts, cancer experts, are saying there is a risk? Now, can we quantify the risk?
Well, we can quantify the risk, but how well we can quantify the risk is more the question. The risk is certainly going to be very small, and the risk for you going through that scanner once is going to be extremely small. And I mean, the best estimate we've got is something like one chance in 10 million if you go through that scanner once that you'll get cancer from the x-rays. So that's a pretty small risk.
Yeah, but Dr. Brenner, sorry, there is a bit of a difference between me living on an island on the westerly edges of Europe and your average American businessman or woman who could well be taking aeroplanes every single week as part of their work.
Well, more often than that even. Think for example of an airline personnel, air crew. They average going through security about 350 times a year. That's a big number. So you take that very small risk and you multiply by 350 because you go through it 350 times. And it's still a pretty small risk, but now we're getting to a slightly bigger risk. So it's certainly an issue for people who go through these machines a lot. It's also an issue for those members of the population who are more sensitive to radiation than others, because we aren't all...
pregnant women, for instance.
Well, pregnant women is one group. Children is perhaps the biggest group of all. Children, we know, are more sensitive to radiation than adults simply because they're growing. But of course, there aren't too many frequent flyer children, I'm happy to say. So,
yeah, but Dr. Brenner, the point about this is, I seem to remember reading somewhere that the guy who invented X-rays, it was called Röntgen, I think his name was.
Röntgen,
yeah, and they were called Röntgen rays or whatever originally. But a lot of people in those early days of X-ray did, in fact, get cancer because they weren't aware of what they were doing, and you know they didn't have the lead vest, a modern day X-ray technicians use, and all that sort of stuff. I mean, we're blissfully walking through airports and through these things, not totally clear of the risk. That is the important thing. We're not absolutely sure.
Yeah, I think that's a very valid point. I mean, the most famous early pioneer was Marie Curie, who probably died from X-ray-induced leukemia. But the issue today is that we really don't know very well what the long-term risks are of going through these machines. So I made my best estimate of one chance in 10 million, but I really don't know how good that estimate is. It's very hard to do estimates of risks for these very low levels of radiation.
How do you feel about the TSA, the security, the aviation security chief, John Pistole, about a U-turn who says we don't need a study to confirm these machine safety?
Well, in a sense, I sympathize with him because it's not clear quite what study you would do to prove these machines are safe or not safe, because we've been studying the effects of very low levels of radiation for a very long time. My laboratory here at the Columbia University in New York, that's what we do for a living, and we still don't really know the answers. So there is no one study that you could do over 6 months that would somehow tell us all the answers. It's a pretty difficult problem, and it's not one that we're really going to have any clear answers to in the next year or two.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is, I mentioned that there's a possibility, because Europe at the moment has banned them, there's a possibility they're bringing in some kind of a scanner into our airport to Dublin. Now, we've got confirmation from the airport that they haven't made a decision, but if they do, they may bring in what you mentioned was the millimeter wave scanner. Now, there isn't a risk here, so to jump his story, why don't people say, well, Mr. Pistole, we're fine. Why don't you just bring in the wave scanner and then we're all going to be happy?
Well, plenty of people have said that. And in the USA, the TSA's response, government's response, has been to say, well, it's actually an economic, it's a purchasing decision. We want to have two technologies to keep the price down. And to my mind, that's not a great argument when we're talking about X-raying large parts of the population.
But it's also fair to say, I think, having travelled, that security in America, because of your experience with 9/11 and all that sort of thing, is taken pretty seriously. Whereas very often, depending on the airport in Europe or other parts of the world that you go through, you mightn't have to take your shoes off, or you mightn't have to take your laptop out, or you mightn't have to take your belt off. Whereas in America, they are quite serious about the way they do it. And if you dare, you know, I was not resist, but even suggest that there might be another way of doing it, they're not very happy.
You're quite right. I mean, there's a lot of sensitivity here after 9/11. But I must say, as I go through airports in Europe, I see pretty well the same level of concern about security as in the USA. So I don't think there's a fundamental difference in attitude there.
Well, let me ask you, because you're the expert. Next time you go through JFK, will you go through the scanner, or will you opt for the, you know, the full strip and body search?
Well, I was faced with that issue this last Monday. I was in Chicago Airport, and indeed I was pushed towards the X-ray scanner. And I thought for a little moment, well, really, my individual risk, as far as I know it, is really very small. So I don't have any major hesitation about going
Okay.
through the machine.
An American guest I have on the program every Monday. His view, of course, is slightly different. He doesn't want some person he doesn't know anything about looking at parts of his body that he normally keeps covered.
Yeah, so, I mean, there is this whole other issue associated with these machines, and that's the privacy issues. I must say, if I had to balance the privacy issues with being safer in an airplane, I know which one I would choose. I would choose to be safer in an airplane. So the public health issues associated with X-rays is a different story, because if the issue was only X-rays versus not X-rays, that would be one thing. But the fact that we have X-rays versus millimeter waves, one of which we think has no risk at all and the other were pretty uncertain about the risk. Well, it's a no-brainer to me which one I would choose.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me from the Ivy League School of New York, Columbia University, Director of the Center for Radiological Research, Dr. David Brenner.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Now, Charles Dublin says, George, another red herring scare about body scanners. You really are. And then he uses a famous Cork phrase to describe me as an idiot. Well, there was an expert there who said he doesn't know. And he's one of the leading experts in the field. They've been studying it forever, and they really don't know. So you can stuff your red herring where a fisherman stuffs his red herrings. And somebody else says there is not more risk from a flight in radiation than the scanner. All right, thank you all for that.